Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, blog, or television station?
No.
Thank you very much. And are you in a place where you can safely talk and where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian, black or African American, mixed including black, Hispanic or Latino? Oh, which one?
Black.
Black, thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
46.
Thank you very much. We know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
And is that somewhat more important or much more important?
Much more.
Thank you. And what makes you feel that the upcoming elections are more important than usual, if you can, in a few words?
Due to the candidates that are running.
To the candidates that are? I'm sorry, what was that?
Due to the candidates that are running, the opposing candidates.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Depending on the election or now?
It says generally speaking.
Generally speaking, somewhat satisfied.
And would that be only satisfied or very satisfied?
Only satisfied.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Kamala Harris is handling her job as vice president?
Approve.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary is just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can't really get ahead?
Keeping up with the cost of living.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you. Use a 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. First, we have making college more affordable and canceling student debt.
So I can only use 0, 5, and 10, or I can go in between those?
In between, any number between 0 and 10.
Okay, 7.
Thank you. Then we have investing in the child care industry and keeping child care centers open and more affordable for working parents.
Yeah.
Thank you. Then we have investing in our nation's infrastructure by replacing lead service pipes, providing clean water, high-speed internet across every part of the country, and repairing and replacing old bridges and roadways.
None.
Thank you. Then we have strengthening border security to stop illegal immigrants from crossing.
6.
Thank you. Then we have stopping the censorship and whitewashing of history and racism and slavery in public schools.
Did you say stopping it?
Stopping the censorship and whitewashing of the history of racism and slavery in public schools. Thank you. Then second to last, we have passing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of the people who shouldn't have them.
Yeah.
And protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? You can choose up to two out of the list. Is it stopping our hard-fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back, bringing a new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, tackling inflation and improving the economy, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, or providing improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable.
And I had them picked out as you were reading. Now I forgot. The women's rights, the economy, and education.
And education. So tackling inflation and improving the economy and improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable.
Yeah.
Was that right? Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, let me know. The first one we have is J.D. Vance.
0.
Mm-hmm. 0, was that?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Then we have Donald Trump.
0.
Hakeem Jeffries.
100.
Thank you. Then we have Democrats in Congress.
100.
Barack Obama.
100.
Cornel West.
100.
And Kamala Harris.
100.
Thank you very much. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're nearing the last section of the survey. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, and independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, let me know.
Harris.
Thank you very much. And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
Thank you. And as you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next. We'd like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with a statement. First, we have, I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of sexist attacks against her because she is a woman.
Somewhat agree? Yeah.
Thank you. Then we have, even if Kamala Harris becomes president, nothing will really get better for most black women in America.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Then we have, I am excited to have the chance to vote for a Black woman for president.
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. Now I'd like to read you what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who do you think would be better at handling these issues, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris? First we have mental health issues and supporting people suffering from mental illnesses.
Harris.
And would she be somewhat better or much better at dealing with that?
Somewhat better.
Thank you. Then we have rising crime and violence.
Harris.
And would she be somewhat better or much better at handling with rising crime and violence?
Much better.
Thank you. Then we have tackling inflation and growing the economy.
Harris.
And would she be somewhat better or much better at handling with that?
Much better.
Thank you. Then we have increasing income and economic opportunities for people like you.
Harris.
And would she be somewhat better or much better?
Somewhat better.
Thank you. And finally, we have racial inequality and fighting the threats to policies that address it.
Harris.
And would she be somewhat better? Much better. Thank you. Now, as we wrap up the survey, I want to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is a very convincing reason to vote, 5 means that it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Now, the first one we have is women's health is often overlooked in this country. Among higher income countries, we fall far behind most of our counterparts with more than double their maternal mortality rate. And African American women have more than double the maternal mortality rate of any other race in the nation. It's time we use our political power to demand leaders fight for women's health, for maternal health, and to protect our reproductive rights over our own bodies. Our vote has power, the power to save lives. We must use that power for our health.
What were the choices again?
Zero means not convincing at all. 5 means somewhat convincing reason, and 10 means a very convincing reason to vote this 2024. Any number between 0 and 10. Thank you. Then we have, our rights, freedoms, and power are under attack by extremists who feel threatened by our progress and the changing demographics of our country. They are dismantling the policies and laws that so many generations have fought for to put in place over the years that tackle racial and gender inequality. From affirmative action to college diversity programs to business funding specifically designed to help minority and women business to control over what we do with our bodies. They are fighting our progress. Voting is how we use our power to fight back by supporting those candidates who will fight for our rights and make sure we don't go backwards. Thank you. And last we have, our country is being overrun with illegal immigrants, and the effects are devastating for American citizens. Rather than using our country's resources to build up our own communities, politicians are opening our borders. This crisis undermines U.S. workers and jobs, increases crime, drains the treasury, and overloads schools and hospitals. We must get out and vote to ensure that we elect leaders who will work for us and put interests of American citizens first. Thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you one last time. Would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
And is that somewhat more important or much more important?
Much more.
Thank you very much. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes and will be finished. I am going to read you a list of sites or apps, and for each, please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. First, we have YouTube, yes or no?
No.
TikTok?
No.
I'm sorry, what was that? You cut off?
No.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Instagram.
No.
Facebook?
Yes.
And Twitter?
No.
Thank you very much. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. And aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Several times a year.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your working situation? Employed, retired or disabled, unemployed, student or homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your time, and have a wonderful day. We really appreciate it.
You too. Have a good night.
Okay. Thank you. You too. Yeah.